Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. I stress Eastern Time because with the app, we now have people listening to us not only across the United States, but also across the world. I'll never understand why, because we just do a local show, and it's only me, for God's sake. But we actually do. We've got people from a lot of different time zones, a lot of different countries. Unbelievable. So, hello from America. Anyway, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays on Big Willie 105.5. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network at the same time. That is our new radio station signal, 94.9. We keep growing and growing and growing. 94.9, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. All right. So, Belmont County. In fact, this is the Belmont buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because I'm very curious. This is very bizarre. The health department, a fine health department, by the way. Belmont County is some of the healthiest people in the area. Anyway, the health department is great. Rob Spruill is a terrific person, and he is our very, very special guest. And I reached out to him saying, what is this deal now with this mass gathering thing? It was just bizarre to me on so many levels. What prompted this? What kind of problems are we having? And he said, yeah, sure, I'll come on and talk. This is Rob Spruill. Welcome to Dimitri, live and dangerously local. How you doing, sir?
Doing good, thank you.
Great. So tell me about, first, before we get to the specifics, a lot of changes, a lot of good news with the health department. You have a new building. You're in the process of starting a new building. Where are you with that?
Absolutely. Again, construction is going well. They're hoping by the beginning of 26 that we might be able to move in. We're actually going to be in with the coroner and with the records department for Belmont County. Again, they had grant money that was available to be able to do this construction. Again, put us in a much larger building to help the community.
Great. Is your office going to be next to Dr. Amanda Fisher, the Belmont County coroner?
Correct. She'll be in the basement along with the county records.
Okay, that is great. She is a great chiropractor as well. If you have a stiff neck or anything like that, just go see her. Tell her I sent you. She's terrific. She's lovely, wonderful human being. Absolutely the best. Really the best. So, tell me about mass gatherings in Belmont County. The only mass gathering that I was aware of was Jambo, and now the old Washington thing that we have coming up. What is a mass gathering, and why is the health department involved in that? It's just so bizarre to me.
Okay. Well, with mass gatherings, we're looking at over 200 people for more than 6 hours in a location. Now, again, there is exempted, like the Belmont County Fair is exempted. If you have a wedding venue, the Carnes Center, doing an event there, because those facilities were set up for a purpose of having a large number of people. They have flush toilets. They have, you know, all the amenities that you need, and the fire and local EMS are familiar with those facilities. What prompted this? We had a local fire department and local sheriff's department came to us. They had an issue with an event. Again, Belmont County did not have mass gathering rules prior to this. They are in West Virginia, and there's multiple counties in Ohio that have mass gathering. So basically, it's just trying to get these promoters to make sure the roads are adequate for EMS fire to get into if there's a problem. Same with law enforcement. So basically, it's making the venue safer, cleaner for the people that come to that event.
Which event was this?
It was one down in Glencoe.
Glencoe, okay.
Yeah.
What on earth was it? All-terrain vehicles?
It was the 420 event. And again, many people thought it was because it was, you know, because of the marijuana. Marijuana is legal in Ohio. The state passed laws, so that's not the issue. The issue was law enforcement and EMS fire could not adequately access the facility if there was a problem.
So the 412, okay, so we're talking about marijuana. Yeah. Was it a marijuana, like, smoke-in or something, or what exactly was this thing?
It was, yeah, it sounded like it was an event. Like, it was, they have rap music down there. They had all different kind of things going down there, I guess.
What, rap music in Glencoe?
Oh, that's, hey, you know, it's 2025.
Okay. I'm just trying to picture this. That's all, I'm just trying to picture it. Jesus. Anyway, so there's rap music and there's lots of marijuana smoke, I'm guessing. Yeah. Where was this held? What, like in a field somewhere or in the community center? Where was this?
No, what we heard, it was some field. It was a field with some properties. I guess there was a house maybe down there. But again, it was not adequate for access for, you know, law enforcement or EMS personnel if there was an issue. Again, there wasn't adequate enough restrooms, again, so they have to have porta-johns, etc.
How many restrooms or porta-johns did they have?
I don't believe they had any from what I was being
told.
Well, again, from a health department, we're not, we wouldn't be down there for that event because, again, they had two food services that we inspected. But that was the extent for what we did.
No porta-johns? Oh, my God. Who was the promoter for this thing?
I don't know exactly who promoted it. They said they were from out of the area, and that was another issue with this. We had to have, with these rules, we're having someone responsible. So if there's an issue, law enforcement, police, if they can get in contact with this person to resolve these issues.
Okay, and now Glencoe, you just go down the main road. You do have access to Glencoe, fire departments, police departments. What am I missing here?
Well, down there, it's basically, they don't have a fire department, I believe, in Glencoe that's being covered by Cumberland Trail.
Yeah.
And Richland Township is the police department for that area.
Right. So, but they have roads down there, so correct. What's the access problem? What do they have it in some sort of a field far away from the main road?
Correct. Once you get off the main road, then it was pretty much field, from what I was being told.
All right. And so they didn't have any porta-johns, which to me is just, it's unbelievable, frankly, to me. And what else was there? Was there another problem there? Were there fights? Were there issues with public safety? Anything like that?
Well, law enforcement informed me they went down there all 3 days because they were called down there for issues.
Like what?
They didn't really say. They said it was just issues. So, and I don't believe they would lie or basically go down there for no reason.
Oh, no, no. Richland Township is fine. Absolutely. In fact,
And the sheriff's department, too.
And fine department. No question. So you had Richland Township Police down there. You had Belmont County Sheriff's Department down there. Yep. And this is not for smoking marijuana because that's legal, right?
Correct.
Now, do you need a certificate in order to, or a permit in order to smoke marijuana now in Ohio or to get it? Or there's some sort of a thing that a card that you have to have, right?
Yeah, they have like a medical card, so you can go to a dispensary and pick it up.
Right.
But they also allow personal use. So in the law, I believe each person's allowed to have like 12 plants in your house.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to have a certain amount on you, you know, again, I don't know all the marijuana laws. I can't speak to those, but the general that, it is, they're approved to be used in Ohio now. So, you just have to follow the law, that's all.
All right.
Like alcohol, you know.
So then the issue was not people smoking marijuana. Yep. It was lots of, I'm assuming, violence? Having both the sheriff's department and the Richland Township Police Department down there?
I guess there would be some issue for them to go down there that often, correct?
Good Lord. Do you know if there were any arrests, if there were any victims, any people who were abused, women, children, anything like that? Anything along those lines?
They did not disclose that to me. That would be a question for the sheriff's department.
So,
they did not disclose what happened. I guess basically said that it was something that, we need to control a little bit better.
My goodness gracious.
Again,
My goodness gracious. Did the sheriff's, hold on a second, we had people waving at me. Hello, how you doing? How's it going? Let me think here. I lost my train of thought here. Did the promoter, was he charged with anything?
No.
Why wasn't
he? Not that I know of. Again, I can't speak for what the sheriff's department, you know, if they had anything with that, but I don't believe he was.
Okay. And yeah. So what are the other rules now with these mass gatherings?
Again, like I said, you have to get in contact with your local police, local fire, go over with them how you're going to be conducting this operation.
Yeah.
Again, so they sign off saying, yeah, that's a good idea, or, hey, did you think about this? Did you think about that?
Uh-huh.
So basically just and the number of port-a-johns, again, we went with a basic number, again, the camping. So when you go camping, there's a certain number of port-a-johns that have to be at a campsite. So that was what we used as a general rule of thumb.
How many people were there? How many folks were there?
They said there was considerable amount because traffic was bad in that area. So
considerable would be like 1,000, 2,000
people? Probably. Okay. I think that's what they were guessing.
In Glencoe. Jeez Louise. That's unbelievable. And so, but the promoter was not charged. I'm amazed about that. I really am.
Not from what I'm told.
Yeah.
Not from what I was told.
Anything else regarding this 420 event, this marijuana fiasco? I don't know what the hell it's called. But it sounds like it was pretty damn bad. How do you not have port-a-johns? How do you not have it? So where do the people go? Do they just do it on the field? Is there a stream? Or what do they do?
That's a good question. And again, that's the issue that we have, that, you know, you have to basically, you know, trash, port-a-johns, et cetera, all the things that need to be there. It didn't sound like they were there.
All right, so let's say, Rob, and again, I don't know the rules when it comes to the health department, but if they're defecating right there on the lawn, on the grounds, isn't that a public health issue that has to be addressed in some way? I mean, you've got all this, you know, for 3 days, 2,000 people dumping all over, you know, the grass there. Is that a public health issue even now in Glencoe or not?
That would be a concern, but again, they would have to contact us to go down there to look at that because, again, it was back in a field. So unless someone has us come down to take a look at it, then, yeah, it's just not good.
All right. Now, could that also have polluted the streams?
Potentially. Again, there's a creek right by this location.
All right. Did the Ohio Department of Natural Resources take a look at this to see if this stream has been contaminated? That'd be somebody's drinking water, couldn't it?
Potentially, yes. Not that I know of. I've not heard anybody reach out to the Ohio Department of Natural Resources.
What a mess. Jesus, what a mess. All right, now, is there anything else regarding this mass gathering policy that we need to know about? Because I don't know what I don't know.
Right. There is a fee with it because, again, we're going to have to go down and check everything out. We did a nonprofit, it was $50. A profit is $300. There is a late fee if you don't get to us within 30 days of the event, but we're waiving that for, you know, 2025, because, again, it's new. People have to get familiar with it. People have to understand it. So we're waiving that for this year because, again, we want people to get familiar with it. It's on our website. They can take a look at it. If they have questions, they can contact us.
All right. Now, is there any responsibility for the promoter? Well, not responsibility, but if the promoter does not obey the law, your rules and regulations, can he be arrested?
That's a question for the sheriff's department. Our issue is going to be that if he's not following it, that we're going to stop the event. Because, again, if he's not meeting the requirements of us, the police and the fire, then we're going to stop the event.
All right. And you're sure this is not a local promoter? This was an out-of-town promoter?
From what I was told, they had trouble getting hold of the person who was in charge of this.
Well, it might be a local guy. It might be a local.
Well, again, that would be the sheriff's question.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah,
all right. Because if it's
again,
a local guy, we've got to get him in here and go, what the hell?
But they weren't acceptable. But they weren't accessible. So that's the issue they had.
Unbelievable. All right, Rob, I always give my guest the last word to speak directly with our listeners to say pretty much anything you want, not only about this issue, but about the health department, about anything and how to get more information. Rob Sproul, my microphone is yours.
Oh, thank you. Again, this was intended for public safety. Again, that's why the health department's here. Again, when something happens, you know, there's always a question, you know, why didn't the health department look at this? Why didn't you anticipate this? And this is an issue that came to our doorstep, and we took it seriously and took action. And again, it can be tweaked. It's new. So again, look at it, try to understand it, ask the questions, and again, let us know your thoughts.
All right. And if people want more information, how do they get in touch with you and the health department?
Phone number is 695-1202, or our email is belmontcountyhealth.com.
Fantastic. Rob, you do great work. Can't wait to have the housewarming for your new offices. And again, if you see Dr. Amanda Fisher in the office next door, she's a great chiropractor. She can do wonders for your neck and back. So, all right, sir. Thank you so very much. Anything else we can do for the Belmont County Health Department, just ask, and we'll be more than happy to do that. Thank you for giving us all of this great information. We appreciate it. And keep up the great work, sir, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks again. Rob Sproul, one of the good guys. Belmont County, it is the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Don't forget, download the River Network app, and then click Big Willie 105.5, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, 7 to 9 a.m.